Do we have children with us this morning? Do they come up? Well, I see. Good morning, Avery. And we've got some little guys. Come on up here. I'm not even going to have you sit down. Come on. You just come on up here. What we're going to do is we're going to have a show and tell. To begin with, let's do it over there because that's where the book is. And we can read it over there. Come on. We'll begin with a question. Have you ever been forgiven? Yeah? It's kind of sweet and wonderful to be forgiven, like this candy. And since you're up here, I'm going to give you two, one for each hand, okay? Now, how many of you have forgiven someone else? That can be hard to do. Usually if someone needs forgiven, you're mad, you're upset, and it's really difficult to say, I forgive you. Today in the gospel, Peter asked if we should forgive someone as many as seven times. That kind of looks like that candy. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven. That's seven times. But what the Lord tells Peter is that he should forgive 77 times. Now, 77 looks like this. Now, that's a lot. That's a lot of forgiving. But that's how many times we should forgive someone if they do something against us. This is how God forgives. And Jesus challenges us to forgive like that. Not just seven times, but 77 times. Or 70 times seven. That's a whole bunch. Now, we don't have to forget when somebody hurts us. We don't have to hold on to that. But we can let go of it as hope for tomorrow. Thank you for forgiving us. Help us to forgive one another. And thank you for today. And thank you for coming up here.